Welcome to Game Reflections presented by Glass Tech. We're going to take a look back at a couple of key plays from the preseason. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here at the big Glass Tech board. And we're going to go all the way back to the first preseason game, a play that you may remember well, Chris Harris Jr.'s pick six, to take a look back at how this happened. It's actually a pretty simple play. Of course, you can start here by seeing Chris Harris Jr. making the play at the end. But what makes this play happen is good pressure from the inside and the edge. Watch here. Derek Wolfe, he'll get a double team right here. One-on-one for Jared Crick up the middle. Kasim Edebali on the edge. That makes Mike Glennon a little bit discombobulated, forces the errant throw. And to go back here, you can see once you get the pressure from these two, from Crick and Edebali, they get in Glennon's face. And then the only question is, can Chris Harris Jr. and Justin Simmons avoid each other? They both have a chance to make a play on the ball. Simmons gets out of the way. Chris Harris Jr. makes the play. Pick six for the number one defense. If you look over the three preseason games that they played, they allowed one touchdown. They scored one touchdown. And the only touchdown they allowed over the three preseason games was on a two-yard drive. You can't argue with that kind of success over the course of the preseason. Let's go to an offensive play for our second play this week, and it's Jamaal Charles's run here against the Green Bay Packers when he gets outside for 12 yards. You can see it right here. Now, Charles had a pretty strong training camp, only had the one preseason game to show where he was and prove that he was on pace to be a part of the team this season and be an effective runner to show that his knee was going to hold up. You can see he makes that little cut there, gets right back up, no problems. But watch the work here. Alan Barber block, Matt Paradis block, Virgil Green on the inside, and then nice cut by Jamaal Charles there to get the extra yardage. That's the sort of work that you want to see from this running game. It's good team blocking, everyone working together, and then Jamaal Charles making a few extra yards happen on his own with that last cut for more yardage. So you've got the line working together up front, and then Jamaal Charles and C.J. Anderson both making things happen beyond that. Some very exciting possibilities for the Broncos running game this year, starting with those two guys. And, of course, D'Angelo Henderson and Devontae Booker are capable of some good things as well. Thanks for joining me here at the Big Glass Tech board, and please join us next week when we review a pair of plays from the Broncos' Week 1 game against the Los Angeles Chargers. See you then.